We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, and we're into a week here. We're up late with the Orioles out on the West Coast in California. We will be at Greenmount Station in Hempstead on Wednesday doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's all presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. The horses have been the most popular one. I don't know why the bridges or the mollusks and the crustaceans are not. Certainly for me, I'm looking forward to getting down the beach later on this summer as well. We'll be at Greenmount Station on Wednesday. Big show. Luke's coming by. Casper Wells, former big league ball player, stopping by. Howard Scherr stopping by. Great crab cakes. Orioles played for Anaheim. We'll have lottery scratches. Also brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, there, the comfort guys, and our partners at GBMC. I'm wearing my freshly minted Raskin Global shirt here. Leonard Raskin's down at the beach. Speaking of reaching the beach, I always say here, let's see here, you had to cross the bridge and pass Blackwater
Yes,
to get
sir.
to the beach to find the horses. But you're up in the Delaware side of things. Dude, I send you down to this beach house. You have all of this excess money. You have nice, and you sit, you watch television all weekend at the beach.
No, no,
What are
no,
you
no.
doing? Why are you
No, no,
watching so
no.
much sports right now? What are you doing
Okay,
there?
so I'm at the beach doing some good R&R, and the good news is the O's are on the left coast. So when they're on late, 10 o'clock games, I'm done with the beach. I'm done with dinner. I've had my Dumsers. I've had my Core Brothers. I'm back at the house, relaxing and waiting for the dog to do his take his nightly walk that I got to take him out at 11 o'clock at night.
About the
So
frozen custard, to be honest with you.
th
But
there you go.
dude, if I were in Delaware, I'd be at Fenwick Ice every night getting one of those giant ones with a snow cap on there. That's what I had, that little trailer. I'd do that.
I'm not a big snowball fan, you know.
That's all
It's
right. Well, you don't know what's
that's
good.
why
That's
I'm
what my
going for
mom
the Core
said.
Brothers. I'm going for the Core Brothers and the Fishers. I'm all about caramel corn. Anyway,
Well,
watching
I
the
said to
O's
Luke over
and
the weekend, like, you could sit and watch sports because of the World Cup. And
yes,
I said to John Martin, when I get a
morning
hold
to
of him,
morning.
that you could bet on all of this so
Oh, that's
freely and
terrible.
easily and put $5 on Ecuador if you want. You know what I mean? If you're having a
Right,
good, if
right.
you really are that casual gambler that's just putting $5 or $10 on a game and kind of having a good time with it, this could be a good time on the
Could
World Cup
be.
side.
Yes.
Golf over the weekend, Orioles all
Golf.
night. Like, it has
Yes.
been like an 18 to 20 hour sports day here the
It
last
could
five or
be.
six days if you want it to
It
be.
could be. Yeah. So I watched the U.S. soccer. I did that. And I'm not a soccer fan, let's be clear. But I did watch the U.S. So I saw that game. And a tidbit here and there of others, nothing that's not on the
Well,
highlights.
it's made the Turkey game like anticlimactic this week that they're through. Now you want them to get through. They're
Right.
going to play in Santa
You wanted to
Clara,
be
all that.
first or
But all
whatever.
that being said, we're at a whole different level of oxygen, dude. Because I had the weekend free, and you saw I shared some Father's Day stuff, and
Yeah, sure.
I've been doing all of this Dodger Stadium, pouring my heart out with Luke. Now, have you been to Dodger Stadium before?
I have not. That's a place I have not been yet.
On a bucket list or no?
Nah, if I get there, not a big thing,
Leonard,
but
listen to me.
I
Listen to
understand
me.
it's a beautiful place.
Do what I did last year. Find a concert you like and
Yep.
find when the Dodgers are home. Go to the Hollywood Bowl and go to Dodger Stadium. And then you can go out to Santa Monica if you want to chase Three's Company, or you can go to Inglewood,
Anywhere,
Inglewood,
right.
whatever you go see Brady Bunch's house, whatever
Right.
you want
Been
to
to
do.
LA. No, I've been to LA plenty, just never been to Chavez Ravine or whatever they're calling it
Because you don't
now.
really want it to go, right? You don't want to
No,
go?
it just wasn't a thing. It's not that I
You didn't
didn't
watch
watch
it on
it.
TV all weekend and have Jim Palmer talk about
Oh no, I was
1966, not.
definitely watching the O's. I think they should have swept them. Sadly, an error in the ninth on the first game, or we'd have swept them. But it was a great series of baseball, and the O's are pitching, the O's are hitting, and what's bad about that? And now we go to Anaheim, right? I never know their name. The LA Angels, the California Angels, the Los Angels, Anaheim of Angels. I don't know what the
The
hell they
Artie
are.
Moreno Angels, the
Right, whatever they
former
are.
Shohei Ohtani Angels.
Right, they're now the Angels, and so the, we'll see how we do against the Angels. The formerly Trey Mancini Angels, right? What happened there? He was
Well,
there for, he came up for a week.
I haven't kept up with them. I just want to make sure Trout's still on the team. By the
He
way, you talk
is.
about the worst stadium and the best. You do not need to go to Anaheim. Don't plan your trip around going to a baseball game in Anaheim. You're better off at Disney World. You're
Don't
better
need to
off
go
at
there. I've been there. See, now I've been there. I had
why?
a, okay, let me tell you the
You had a
story.
conference at
Let me
Disneyland.
tell you a story. I had a conference in Anaheim. It was near there. And one of the day trips that you could take was a bus over to the stadium. And this was cool. This was cool. Play catch with Jim Abbott.
What?
Yeah.
You played catch
Got.
with Jim Abbott?
Yeah, so he was there. Here was the deal. He was there at the stadium and he did a 20-minute talk about his life and career. And
I
then you
think
had a
we've discussed this
yeah,
before, haven't
and then we
we?
got to do a Q&A, and then we got to take batting practice in the cage under the stadium and go out to the field. And there was, you know, he was out there and it was just the coolest thing ever. It was very cool.
Now, listen, you know how into certain
But I didn't
athletes
see a
I am,
game.
right?
Didn't see a game,
But hold on,
but
guys that I've idolized, whether it's Tony Gwynn
yeah,
or
sure.
whether it's, whoever my relationship with Joe Flacco or whatever, or
Sure, right.
but as far as great accomplishments in
Oh my
sports,
God, could there be anything?
Shohei Ohtani, you can put him there. You can Bo
Right.
Jackson. You can take any of the athletes. What Tiger Woods did in golf, what Gretzky did in hockey, or you love
Yes.
Ovechkin, whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, Jim Abbott,
Stunning.
there might not be anything I've ever witnessed
I've
like
never
Jim
seen anything
Abbott.
comparable. It's unbelievable. I mean, when he would throw a pitch and then flip that glove off of what, you know, the stump that was his arm and flip it onto his hand, and he can feel his position.
Yeah, if
And
you
I,
want to teach kids something, right? Like,
right.
teach them about, like, if you want to give a 5-year-old kid a book, tell them about Jim Abbott and what they can
Hope.
or can't do. Whether
That's right.
my
Hope and
cutoff
life.
finger would be an impediment for me to
Right.
get to the
Hope.
big leagues.
Hope and
No.
life, like you're kidding. I
No.
mean, I remember when he played, and I'm sure you do, teams would try to bunt against him, thinking he couldn't field his position. The guy didn't get to the majors not being able to field his position. He threw a no-hitter. I mean, the
This is
guy.
that's a great story that you went there to. I mean, I have nothing in Anaheim other than, I mean,
We had lunch. It
yeah,
was, and you know, this was an open
it's not a
tour. Let
place
me
I would
give you the
recommend you to
stats.
go to
Let me
watch a
give you the
ball game.
stats here, Nestor. Let me give you the stats. There's probably 500, maybe 300 to 500 people at this conference, right?
Okay.
And it was a morning bus trip to Anaheim, spend the morning batting practice, hang out with Abbott, listen to his story, and then have lunch. He had lunch with us. And he was just open, just hanging out for a few hours. And you know, toured the stadium, toured the locker rooms and all that. There were like 10 of us that went. That's including spouses and kids. I mean, it was 10 of us. We had a private audience with the guy for 4 hours. It was magnificent. He was incredible. Listening to him and then and just seeing him was it was awe. It was just
Well,
something
and there we
else.
go with, baseball and the magic of baseball. By the way, Leonard Raskin is here, Raskin Global. He manages the American Dream. And, part of this is put enough money together, you get to do cool stuff and go,
Right.
like, I hope I have enough money to see Sammy Hagar this weekend and get a beer at the Heritage Fair in the Beer Garden on Sunday. But
There you
I
go.
for me with, doing special things and like all of that, I think Dodger Stadium is one of those things.
I'll have to get
And
there.
I'll just say this, Leonard, and because we grew up in the era where we never played at Dodger Stadium, right? So it
Right,
was only
right.
on this week in baseball, or only in the
Exactly,
1977
exactly.
World
Yep,
Series,
yep, yep.
or only in the 19, it was an 80 or 80, 80, it was the 80 All-Star game, I believe. It was the 80 All-Star game. Steve Stone out there. So I would just say all of these memories. My dad and I went to a game there in 1985 that Sutcliffe pitched on a Sunday night. I almost caught a home run from Jody Davis. Keith Moreland hit a bomb that night for the Cubbies. So I have this Chavez Ravine thing, and I always try to impress the people, like when I do special things.
Yeah.
Like I saw Def Leppard. I know you're a Def Leppard guy.
Yeah,
They played
sure.
a quarry in Sweden.
Oh
I
my
look it
God.
up last week. Look it up. I'm telling you, man, like I try to get these concerts and these weird things and
Unique,
weird
crazy
ways
places,
and
sure.
unique things that like
Right.
something that's a unique memory. Dodger
Absolutely.
Stadium to me, and when I get Janet Marie back on, and I will, she didn't help build it, she helped preserve it. But I just
Right.
want to do like I Let me write that down. I want to get Linda Carter on because she just gave 10 million bucks to, but if I can't get Wonder Woman on, I want to
There you
get
go.
Janet Marie Smith on. So I just got to write that down so I remember
Well,
because
she's the premier baseball architect.
yeah, and like Dodger
I
Stadium
heard
is her baby and
during the game on the weekend, I heard Palmer, they were talking about she should be in the
be in
Hall
the
of
Hall of
Fame.
Fame. Damn right she should be in the Hall of
That
Fame.
was quite the statement. I
Let me get on that.
thought that was a good
I'm going to get
statement.
on that. Listen, if you go to Baltimore Positive, there's a search button up there. You know what I probably should do is have Raskin Global sponsor the search button, is what I should have.
There you go.
At Baltimore Positive, that'd be a great idea there. I'm coming up with it's summertime and I'm selling, so I'm coming up with ideas. I'm an idea guy.
That's
My
it.
AI things help me. But nonetheless, if you search up there, Janet Marie Smith and me and my name or Baltimore Positive or WNSN, you will see tombs of conversations. We've talked about Dodger Stadium and she is Dodger Vice President Janet Marie Smith. That's great. And Canopy and all the stuff and how they've wrecked our ballpark, which looks like a dungeon behind home plate if you really look at it. And she built Camden Yards and Fenway Park and just Sarasota. If you've been to Sarasota, I bet we've all been to Sarasota, right? The Dodger Stadium thing, and if I can impress it, because I didn't do
Yeah,
enough
gotta get
selling the
there.
Luke
Haven't been there.
on it. We don't play there much, and I just thought this weekend was really magical in a lot of ways. Being up late, I fell asleep on the Saturday night game with my cat, and but Palmer talking 66 World Series
Yes, against Koufax.
in that stadium where it feels the same way. Palmer admitting that the day he pitched, his mother was in the upper deck and she was afraid of heights and he had to get her moved down. And just like what he remembered from that day from
Right,
60
very
years
cool.
ago, I
Very
wasn't
cool.
born in 1966,
Yeah,
right? So I have no
two,
recollection. Yeah,
barely
everything
two.
I know about it is this incredible lore with my last
Yes.
name or the last name
Right.
and with my father telling me about being at the post office and putting the envelope in with the money order, trying to get tickets from the Orioles, you have it
How great is
postmarked,
that?
and
How
just
great
the
is
and I have
that?
all the ticket stubs from my dad. I still have them in a box in the back. I have them. You've seen
Of
the damn
course.
things.
Of course.
And Father's Day this weekend had me rummaging through a lot of that stuff that all those Capital Center tickets you and I did 2 summers ago.
Yes,
So like
sir.
I don't know. I'm romantic about Dodger Stadium. And when they get to play there on the final weekend, probably ever, when Palmer's going to call games from there, you know what I mean? They're probably going to play here next year, whatever. There's something about the way the stadium looks and feels that is like every postcard, every picture. And I
Got
want
to
to
get
give you
there.
this because I wrote this down
Gotta
for
get
Luke
there.
and I didn't bring it up. And this is what was amazing. Did you see all the empty seats on Father's Day on Sunday up in the left and right field wings?
Sure.
Do you know why their seats were empty?
Do they sell them?
I went on the StubHub and I went on the Ticketmaster and I went on the
Yep.
TickPick and I went on the TickClick and I went on to SeatGeek. I went on to all
Yep,
of
yep,
them.
yep.
Tickets were $94
For up there.
for up there. I looked
Crazy.
at it
Sell them
and it
for
was
$9
some,
and let the kids go.
honestly, it was some Father's Day promotional thing, and they gave away a bobblehead the other night. Was it the Shaquille O'Neal bobblehead? I think they
No,
gave away.
it was Mookie Betts.
They gave a Shaquille bobblehead away too because
Oh,
they
I don't
were
know.
giving Ben McDonald a hard time about not being there to get one because he
I
and
don't
Shaq are
know.
buddies.
Yeah, I don't
Like,
know
I
about
don't
that.
know. The night I was there, I got a bobblehead last year. Janet Marie left me tickets and I got a bobblehead of a pitcher. But nonetheless, I was a little like, why are those seats empty on Father's? Like, the Orioles aren't a draw. I wonder how much it is. And I thought, well, it's got to be a $40 ticket on the roof at Dodger
Yeah,
Stadium.
but even,
It was
game
a lot
time,
of
it's got to
money.
be
It
10
was a lot of
bucks.
money.
Yeah,
Like,
that's a lot of
I was
bucks.
a little stick, not a little, like a lot of sticker shocked. And I'm thinking to myself, of all the things you can do in Southern California, I have 100 things, and I've already mentioned five. I'm
Yeah,
not even
sure.
mentioning getting the Mac at Mac Nut Mac Mahi Mahi at Duke's down on the pier in Huntington Beach, where everybody's Republican down there, so you'd feel comfortable in Orange County. So, I mean, but like anywhere in that area, there are tourists, Hollywood, great
Sure, of
restaurants, things
course.
to do, a million things. I haven't been to the Troubadour and I haven't been to the Whiskey, and I need to go. And I hadn't been to the Hollywood Bowl till last year, which was dumb of me.
Right.
Dodger Stadium is still the best thing to do, even at that price. Maybe not at that price, but it is
How to get there?
still The
Have to
best
get
thing to
there.
do. And if you watch baseball all weekend and you love watching the Orioles win out there, I would tell you,
Yes,
go to Dodger
sir.
Stadium before you die. Do that.
Got to do it. Put it on the list.
All
I'll
right?
add
Because
it to the list. I
we
mean, I
do
was going to say,
talk.
I've
What?
been to Fenway, been to Yankee Stadium, been to Wrigley.
Have you
That
been
was
to
cool.
Kansas City?
I've been to Kansas City.
All right, I love that stadium. Now they've wrecked that because the fountains and stuff were beautiful there. Did you
But
ever
I
make
wanted
it
to
to
get to
Oakland?
Wrigley.
You were at the
Never
championship game in Oakland for football or
went to
no?
Oakland. No, never went to Oakland. That was the only game that year I didn't go to, and one of the only ones in the playoff runs that we haven't gone to. Because I figured, with my verbose fandom, I might be knifed in Oakland, so I skipped that one.
You might have died
But
there that day. I would
that's
agree with
right.
that. I was there.
I would have done something for sure that would have not been good for my future.
It was intimidating, I will say that, to say the least.
Sure. So I
It's a whole
decided not to
chapter of
take that
Purple
trip.
Rain 1 on that whole
Yeah, so I
experience
didn't
that
do
day.
that. But Dodger Stadium, I have to get there. I'm with you 100%.
Well, this
It's
is
got to
why
be.
I tell people to follow you and having your money managed so that you can put a little scratch together to
That's
make that
right.
Rush concert that I made out there 2 weeks ago. So I did that instead of going for baseball because I have pictures of me eating Dodger dogs. I don't have a picture of me and my dad, but I do have the ticket stubs from that day in 1985 with Rick Sutcliffe that we drove up from San Diego, parked at Dodger Stadium, listened to
Now, I've
Chaim
been to San
Kareem.
Diego. I've been in San Diego.
So yeah,
Been
man,
there.
I like there's some of these ballparks that I wouldn't tell you. Hey, I would tell you seeing a
It's not, I
football
mean,
game
it's
in
just a go.
Seattle.
We're
Well, you
going to,
saw the
going
soccer
to
game
San
there the other
Diego.
day. Seattle in that football stadium. I think that football stadium's
Crazy.
a special building. And now that the
Crazy.
US has won there in that way, there's a memory for that stadium that I think if you
It's
love soccer, you
also kind
know.
of funny that the FIFA, the most ethical, moral sports authority in the world,
Mafia.
took off, made all the stadiums take off their naming
Names,
rights.
right.
They said, I heard, and I don't know if this is true or not, I heard in Boston, wherever, not Boston, but New England, they had to put tape over Gillette on every seat in the stadium. That's what I heard. Could you
It's not
imagine that
outside
job?
the realm, you
Your
know?
job is to put tape on every seat in the
See, here's
stadium.
where with the Germany thing, right? Like Germany's
So
playing up there this week.
silly.
My wife
So
had her life saved
silly.
by a German guy. They're playing. She's up in New England. And I
Is he
thought,
coming?
no, tickets are $1,600.
Oh, you're not going.
No,
Well,
it's not even a knockout game. They're already
how
through, you
about the
know?
Scots? How about the Scots drinking Boston dry?
Completely dry.
How funny is that? Talk about amazing. And I don't care what you say, not you personally, but anybody says about this country, man, you listen to these people that have come over here and are here for their first time in their lives, seeing the United States as soccer fans. They're going wild.
They're
They're going
running
wild
around. They are running around. They
for
are.
Walmart. They're freaking out about Walmart. They're freaking out about Buc-ee's. They're freaking out about the size of the food. I saw this Japanese guy going crazy over something he ate that was just ridiculous. I mean, and the Scots just drinking Boston dry. It is so funny to see all these people. I mean, I knew the America the soccer was a draw. I knew it's a draw, and the World Cup is a thing. I had no idea how many people from outside the country would actually make the trip and come to see their country play. But man, they are standing up. There are fans from all over the world standing
There's
up
a
for
part for
this.
me,
It's
in all
incredible.
honesty, right? I did not go to Philly last week. I've been to Philly for USA Turkey, and they're playing this week for a friendly about 8 years ago. Maybe it's 12 years. It was 12 years ago. It was before my wife got cancer. I think it was in like 13. We did a bus trip up to do US Turkey, and we filled the bus with US soccer fans. We had a great day because I used to do that all the time. And you know, I guess I've gotten older and it is what it is. And the tickets are what they are, and it's just a pain in the ass.
It's a
It's
different
a
world.
different world, right? I want to tell my wife next Monday, Germany plays the 32. They're through. They're gonna play in Foxborough at 4:30 on
Foxborough, that's
Monday.
it. Yep.
I want to tell my wife, like, take the day off, go down there and pay the $100 to park and
Right.
just walk around. You don't have to get into the stadium. You don't have to go to the
Probably can.
game.
Probably
I
could.
would think that the party to participate, to go up
Oh,
to
yeah.
Philly and participate with a bunch of people from Ecuador or Ivory
Right.
Coast or
Right.
wherever it is.
These people are coming. They're here and they're loving it. They're loving
And
it.
I even saw this, like, Germany played last weekend in Toronto. And I
Yes.
saw, like, I'm like, wouldn't that have been fun? And that Toronto stadium's a little soccer stadium right off the side of the freeway and the QEW on the way up there. But I love sports, Leonard. It's built my life, right?
Of
Like, I've
course.
waited 34, 32 years for this World Cup to come here and all that. I'm not immersed in it at all. You know, my wife,
Me
right?
neither.
She's like, are you watching? And I'm like, I just don't have 14 hours a day this month. I'm doing
I
other
can't.
things. I can't
I
concentrate on
did
it.
watch not the whole thing, but I was doing some other stuff, and I had the I don't know who they were playing, Brazil somebody, and I said to Kathy before the game, they're gonna beat them 10 to nothing.
Yeah, it was Haiti. It was like 8-0, right?
Right, 6-0, whatever it was. But at least for me, at least that game, parts of it were fun to watch because they were moving the ball and they're scoring.
They're exciting as hell.
I can't take back and forth, nothing, nothing. We're finished. What do you mean we're finished? It's nothing, nothing. We're finished.
Well, the
What?
Argentina tickets are
How do you
$2,000.
finish?
The Brazil tickets are $2,000. The
Sure,
German tickets are
sure.
$1,500. So,
It's crazy.
when it comes to these premium teams, one of my
These
dearest friends
people
in
want to
life,
see
Scotty
them.
P from Amici's, he's a big Dutch fan. He went
Yep.
down and saw the Netherlands play Japan in the first game in Dallas. My buddy Ron Cassie was at a game in
People
Philly.
are going
I
all over
have
the
friends
country.
that have been at these games. I'm going to get Karinji on at some point. It's a shame that our city didn't get to participate, but it's not giving the raping of government that's gone on by these criminals at FIFA. I mean, really, like,
I
what's gone
hear you.
on has been horrific.
Well,
But that being said, it's
that is
only
who
here
they
once.
are.
It's once in your life. I am going to
And I
encourage my wife to go down and get German next week,
was
you
also
know?
really surprised, and I didn't know this. You know, first of all, it's up to what, 32 teams. So that's why you have all this.
No, no,
And
no. Sixty.
then
It's no. No, it's more than that, right?
32 countries.
It's more than 32. It's 64 to start with, isn't it?
No, I don't think it's 64
Hold
yet.
on. How many
It will be
teams
the next
are
time or
in
the
the
next
World
time.
Cup in 2020? I don't even know.
I think it's
I'm an idiot.
32. It's
40, it's
32.
48. It's 48 right now.
48.
Yeah, I
Okay.
knew it was bigger.
Okay,
It's always
48.
been 32. It's
Right.
always been eight
48.
groups of four. It's
So now
48.
you
Yes.
need
It's 12 groups of
like
four.
40 stadiums to play these games
Well,
in. This
that's
is
why they've done three countries. That's why they're in
right.
Mexico.
Right,
That's
I
why.
know,
So,
but
well, they're in Mexico, so Iraq and Iran can come in without getting
that's
bombed and
right,
thrown
without
out.
getting
Right.
with a lot being allowed to come in.
By the way, the kid holding up the backpack, good on him. That's
I
all I
didn't
can
see
say.
that. Didn't see that.
The Iranian player held up a backpack for a child's backpack.
Didn't
Yes.
see that.
Yeah,
Didn't
well,
see
hey,
it.
it's because it's not on Fox News, but it's
No,
not
I
like it
didn't.
happened in
I watched
Mexico
it. I just
too.
didn't see
Like,
it.
I'm just saying, well,
Yeah,
this is
sure.
the American jingoism you're not getting when we're blowing up these people's kids and then telling them they can't come to the country to kick a soccer ball. Like,
I get it.
there's a lot. Well, Trump's going to be dancing around with Messi or whoever wins, I guess,
I
right? Like,
assume wherever the final is, I don't know. You think it's going to be Messi winning?
Well, the
I think it's
final's
going
in
to be
LA, right? There's a
what?
final in New York or a final in
I
LA.
have no idea.
See, I gotta.
I would imagine
I'm a
it's in that
mess.
palace.
This is how
It
ignorant I am, like
would be in
literally
that
ignorant.
palace. Wouldn't it be in that palace in LA
It's
that
got
they
to be in
know?
LA. They make more money there, right?
That huge
By the way, I drove
glass
past there
thing.
last
Have
week
you
to
been in
get.
there?
Yes,
That's a
I
crazy
was there for the
wild.
Super Bowl.
Oh, right. That's a
Right, I saw
wild.
Eminem play in there. I saw
That's a
Joe Burrow. I
wild
saw your boy Joe
place.
Burrow think he was going to win a Super Bowl there.
That's right. There you go.
No, I drove past. You haven't been there yet?
No,
Oh,
haven't
dude,
been there.
that's something to see.
I'll get to Brazil before I get to LA
That's something to see to
for a
go to
football
so to.
game. Well,
Would
if we're
you
out
go to
there.
a soccer game if I had a ticket in Philly next week for two countries you didn't
Sure.
care about at all? Would
Sure,
you
I'd
go?
go if I go to see a World Cup game, sure.
How much would you be willing to pay for something you didn't
Not a
care about?
lot. Not
Okay.
a
All right. All right. All right.
lot.
Even though the experience would be exemplary.
I'd have to be a great game.
So this is
Like
where, like, I can
semifinal
tell
something.
you,
Hi,
I went
hi.
to World Cup games. Okay, I've
Yeah.
attended World Cup games. Do you know this in 06 that I went to Germany?
Yes, I think we've talked
Well,
about
this is
that.
kind of a neat thing too, because over the weekend I went rummaging. My wife's out of town with her father. It was Father's Day weekend. She's with her dad up in Maine, living the big life and doing all that, looking for bears and blueberry pie. So in Bahaba. So I went rummaging this weekend, looking, and I wrote down what I was looking for. I was looking for some Dodger Stadium history, and most of that's out on the internet. But the World Cup part of this is, I don't know when you started listening to my show for real, 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 and really were in on the NST experience and our what we've done. One of the most amazing things we did, and it wasn't one of our 25 stories of glory, and I may extend this because I'm about to celebrate my 35th year on radio. 1991, December 13th, 1991, I walked into a studio with Kenny Albert, and soon after that, Jerry Coleman at AM 1230. I'm going to celebrate that on December 13th. 35 years. I'm going to add 10 more things that we've done
Yeah,
above
sure.
and beyond NST, things that happened before NST happened, or, as
Right.
NST, people think NST died the day that, Glenn Clark and Drew left here 12 years ago. Fair enough. Whatever you think, right? Rob Long and Jeremy Kahn are over at 105.7. Hey, Rob Long's in the dugout every night. WNST's alive everywhere they are. But 35 years of doing this, one thing that we did not, that I'm really proud of that we were a part of, and this really speaks to Steve Hennessy. So if anybody sees Steve Hennessy, this was as much his baby as my love of soccer, okay? So I never loved soccer as a kid. I never kicked a soccer ball. My dad loved the blast, even though it would be so unlike my dad to love. My dad loved the energy of Baltimore and Kenny. My mom loved Kenny Cooper. Oh my God. My mother, if my dad would have given my mom a hall pass, Kenny Cooper was it. Seriously,
There you go.
kid, more than Bobby Vinton, more than Engelbert
That's
Humperdinck,
funny.
Kenny
That's too
Cooper. My
funny.
mom loved Kenny Cooper.
That's
And Kenny
great.
Cooper knows my mom loved Kenny Cooper. So soccer didn't make it past, let's just say, the city line where Patterson High School in Dundalk, man, we played baseball. We didn't play
Same.
lacrosse. We didn't play
Randallstown
soccer.
baseball.
We had some kids, Kerry
Baseball and
Rockler and
football.
Victor Carl on my sock. I mean, some of the Italian kids that came from Highland Town, the Polish kids, maybe immigrant Greek kids, soccer, right? But no. We played baseball where I'm from, right? So soccer was not a part of the vocabulary, okay? So I went on the radio on December 13th, 1991, and the World Cup came here in 94, okay? So blast 91, 92, still a big thing. Kenny Cooper still kicking it, but outdoor soccer was the bays. And I covered the Bays for real at the Evening Sun. I mean, I covered Petey Kurinji. I covered the coaches that came from the islands, Philip Jow, all of the down at the Rob Ryerson, Daryl G, all of them. Daryl Simpson playing on the U.S. soccer team, all down in Columbia, Howard County, Oakland Mills. They played at the UMBC Stadium before there was a lot down there and all of that. Okay, so I just want to give my soccer background because when Petey Kurinji comes on, we'll talk about it. Because you fall in love with this World Cup thing and this concept that the U.S. is playing next week at home in a World Cup game on our soil. I've been dreaming this dream for 32 years.
Well, you
Okay,
got to go to Seattle
so in
or LA or wherever
94.
they are.
Well, I want to go
Go ahead.
party. I don't care so much about inside.
Go ahead.
In 94, it happened here. And I can't say I was connected to it. I mean, I can't say that I realized that Saudi Arabia was playing at RFK Stadium or that I did Scotland play or Iceland. Somebody played. RFK had a couple of games. Drew went to a couple of them. Pete Carinci, people I knew went to those games. I did not go to those games, okay? I didn't realize they were happening. And it's amazing. I'm wearing the Raskin Global blue and white. This is my God's honest truth story, and I've told it maybe three times on the air ever. I used to go drinking with Mike Messina after Oriole games routinely, 92, 93, 94. It was my friendship, his brother, all of
Yeah,
that, right? We're the
sure.
same age, right? So in that era, you remember wherever you were in 92, 93, stadium was
Absolutely.
full every night, 48,000 people. 94, this is right before the strike. And this is before Davey Johnson got here. So Angelo's just bought the team. It's right after the All-Star game was in 93. Cal's in the middle of the streak. So in 1994, and I don't know the date, I can look it up, but Messina and I and David Segui were drinking, and I asked Mark if he was with us, and he doesn't remember. I said, Mark, you would remember this. We were drinking on the outdoor deck at Hooters outside, and we heard a rumble at well after midnight, like 12:30, 1 a.m. Because the games didn't end till 10:30,
Sure,
right?
of
It was
course.
7:30
Right.
games. Right? They went, right? So, I mean, we were out at 1 a.m. drinking Molson's because that was Moose's favorite. And we would walk back up to the stadium. We were never drunk because we would drive home,
Right,
but we were having a
sure.
couple of beers and watching late night baseball and watching baseball tonight because Messina was obsessed with baseball. He was Mike Messina, right? So it's a summer of
Right.
94. There's 50 people at Hooters, maybe 35 left from the game at 1 a.m. We're closing the bar down. We know all the girls that work there. I did my show there before game. So it was like a
Sure.
family thing. I mean, I knew the
Sure.
general, it was a safe, downtown was safe.
Yeah,
Sometimes
of
Brady
course.
Anderson would walk over because he lived at where I lived at Upper Court.
Yep.
Sometimes Brady would walk over. He wasn't a drinker. He would get like an orange juice or a pineapple juice, but sometimes he would just come and watch baseball and hang out with us, right? Because he
Yep,
lived
yep.
there, right? We heard a roar. Leonard. And we're like, what the hell is going on? And it sounded like a rumbling of humans
Right.
late at night.
Yep.
And the Cap City Grill, I think it was called Cap Grill, whatever that bar was that was Swenson's, was the
Right.
bar out on the promenade, if you remember.
Sure.
And all of these people showed up and their faces were painted
Yeah.
blue and white. They were the Norway fans showing up at 1 in the morning. They were playing at RFK, I think, and basing in Baltimore, staying at the Hyatt or, at the Sheraton
Right,
or whatever.
right.
They knew nothing about baseball. They had no idea. They didn't know Mike Messina from
Right,
Loggins and
who
Messina,
anybody was,
like
right.
at all. They were just painted up and drunk, but not obnoxious. I mean, they were not,
Right,
they were, a,
sure.
they were drunk up that Norwegian guys all over here with blonde hair and blue eyes and pretty wives. And they were wearing flags and it was summer, it was warm. I remember them shirtless in some cases
Yep.
and they were just drinking beer and they sat at our table and Messina being the Stanford educated, you think he's an introvert, but he ain't.
Right.
We just sat and talked to them about what the hell they were doing here. And they told us they were nerve. And then I got a Norwegian girlfriend later and I understood things a little bit better. But we ran into a World Cup fan group
Crazy.
and we and Moose and I were like, what does that have to do with March Madness? Can you, is it a
Right.
golf ball? Is it,
Yeah.
we had no, I had no desire to go to RFK. So that's where I was with soccer in 94. The women win in 96, right?
Yep.
Brandi
Yep.
Chastain.
Yeah, sure.
98, we went over to South Korea. We went to France and I bought a jersey and we got our ass kicked by like Iran, if I remember correctly. 02, I tried to talk Scotty P. This is how I got it. This is what really, hold on. There was a friendly at Memorial Stadium. The United States played a friendly before the 98 Cup. In 97, the U.S. played Ecuador at Memorial Stadium, and the U.S. men's national team lived in the Towson Sheraton. Sampson was the coach. There's a picture of me kissing him. He's wearing a U.S. jersey. Trekkie, John Harkes, Tab Ramos all came to my studio at the. I'm leaving a big. Thank you for letting me indulge because if I don't talk out loud, I won't even remember this because I want to tell this story the right way. They all came to my studio and left behind all of this stuff. I took my son to Memorial Stadium that night for the friendly. He was like 12 at the time. And we fell in with the U.S. national team. That's what happened. And I bought the jersey, and they got their ass kicked in 98. I tried to talk Scotty P into going to South Korea and Japan with me in 02. We were going to go. I had a travel agent. We didn't go. And then they went on the tear. And when they went on the tear, they beat Mexico at 4 in the morning. We threw a party at the Kiss Cafe. I had NSD then. We had hundreds. I'm talking like 500 people and about 50 Mexican kids wrapped in flags that walked down from Broadway to go to the Kiss Cafe. And we literally, with Victor, who owned Kiss Cafe, which is now the Outback Steakhouse in the Can Company, in
Yep.
02, we beat Mexico. We drew with like Ireland or somebody. But that was when we went on the tear in 02. And I found all of the newspaper clippings from Paul McMullen. We opened the Hubcap Inn at 7 a.m. because they were open for eggs and bacon in the morning. And we watched them play Ireland, I believe, and then beat Germany. I'm making this up. I have to go and look it all up. They lost to Germany, excuse me, Oliver Kahn, and they got knocked out of the 16, but they won the 32. And when they won the 32, it was at 7 in the morning in South Korea or Japan. Maybe it's in Nagano. Either way, we were all up in 02 and I got the fever. I got married in 03 and I begged John Dow, who ran Winter Distributing and Budweiser, my primary sponsor, whose name was all over everything. I begged him if he could get me. He was going to get me tickets in 02 in Japan. And I couldn't find anybody to go with me in 02. And they went on that tear, right? In 06, I'm running the radio station, all of that. My wife and I went and we based in Amsterdam for 12 days and we went to the Germany World Cup. I've never told you this. We
No
went to
idea.
Dortmund. I'm going to put the videos up for you and everybody else. We went to see Sweden play Trinidad in Dortmund. And we went to see the US play the Czech Republic and they got their ass kicked. They gave up a goal 30 seconds in and gave up another in the 3rd minute and they lost 3-0 to the Czech Republic in Gelsenkirchen, which is in north is really close to where Niels, who saved my wife's life's from. And then how much do you got any time? You have a minute?
I'm good. I'm good. Go ahead.
All right. So you want to know miracle of all miracles. By the way, Leonard Rask is here. You want to talk about taxes. Give your tax tip real quick.
No, we're
Because I
good.
you
Not
sure?
tax. Well, I just want people to, we're talking about investing, to do all these great things. The only thing I want to say to people, this is so important for people to know. As an investor, if you are an investor, your goal should be to create wealth long term in your portfolio. It shouldn't be to look at it every day. And the reason I
It's
bring
easy to
this
do. You
up,
get obsessed when it's on your app, right?
that's
You
right.
literally
But
do, right?
yeah, exactly. But the reason I bring this up now, as a for instance, is there's so much going on and the news is so fast and furious. And you could look at everything going on every day and make changes. And the thing I want you to be clear about is activity is not control, and activity does not bring wealth. It destroys wealth. If your portfolio is constructed properly and your plan is in good order,
You don't need to be a day trader.
a
Right.
memo of understanding in Iran, who knows what's going on over in Europe, SpaceX goes public, you got to have it. What's going on with Nvidia? The news of the day, you should consider noise of the day. And your portfolio should be planned for the long term. And I'll relate it to what we're talking about. The soccer team, the game is usually not won or lost in the first minute. It's 90 plus minutes of play, and your portfolio is there for the rest of your life. And you gotta manage it as such. If you're worried about what's going on, you shouldn't be in the market, and you shouldn't own stocks at all if you're too scared. And if you have a long-term horizon, you should own a great mix of great companies around the world because that's what you're buying, and you should let it do its thing. And over time, you're gonna create massive wealth, and you're gonna have so much excess that what you're gonna be able to do is go to Germany, go see a World Cup game wherever you may want to see it, or go to Dodger Stadium to see the O's. These are things that everybody has the opportunity to do. You just need a little bit of money to start. You don't need a lot.
I love that
And
these
then
segments have turned into
let it go.
really cool stuff I get to do because I have 5 cents extra and I'm a
That's
total
right.
cheapskate. You know what a
That's
cheapskate I
it.
am. You literally do.
That's
So
it.
the
And
fact that I've
so
experienced all of this stuff is because I saved nickels at various points in my
you
life.
also
And
took,
I'm not very good at it either. You manage my money.
right, but
I should
you
be a
also
billionaire,
know,
but instead I have
because
stories.
I was going to say, you also have figured out how to find a cheap flight, how to find a decent hotel, how to find a great event. And people think you got to be rich to do these things, and you don't. You just have to find the
Dude, I did my
opportunity.
tastiness thing last summer. Everything on there was like under $15. Everything that the best things in
Right.
life that you can eat,
Right.
you can go to New
Right.
York and get pizza for $4. You don't need to eat, you
That's
don't need to
right.
get the rib
And
chop. You know what I mean?
you could fly up there, you could drive up there, you could take the train up there, or you could take the $3 bus.
I'm telling you, the experience that I'm trying to tell my wife. That I'm going to tell her when we get off of this. I'm going to literally,
Yeah,
she's my first
yeah.
reach when we get done, is listen, take Monday off and go down to Foxborough. You don't need to go into the game. Have the whole experience of being at the World Cup
And if you
for the
find a
price of a
$10 or
parking
a $50
spot,
ticket,
and maybe you get lucky. And I tell you what,
that's right.
proximity's power. And if there's
That's
anything,
right.
Tony Robbins, anything you got taught by going down to the Super Bowl in 01 when you had to give up your
That's
furniture for
right.
your wife, is
There's
proximity's power.
you can
Because
get
if you're
it.
not there, you're not getting in.
That's right. That's
Now,
right.
let me give you my World Cup thing. By the way, let her out. How do people reach to you? Are you doing any seminars this summer? Giveaway free
Not
wine,
at the moment.
chocolate?
Just
No? All right.
hunt out L. Raskin at raskinglobal.com. Find us on Facebook. Find us on LinkedIn. Our website, raskinglobal.com. A lot of great information and an opportunity to meet with us and just have a chat. What's going on for you? Make sure that what you're doing is in check. It's moving in the right direction. You're not making crazy mistakes about things.
All right, well, I appreciate you giving me the latitude because I haven't done a lot of radio this week. I was over at Sorrento's last week. By the way, it's all brought to you by the Maryland Crab Cake Tour and our friends at the Maryland Lottery. GBMC, Farnan and Dermer, they're the comfort guys sending us out on the road. Planet Fitness has got me outfitted, looking, feeling good right now. And if you have a young one in the high school range where Leonard was about 5 or 6 years ago, free workouts all summer long at Planet Fitness. If your kid's in high school, any Planet Fitness here, you can work out with my wife over at Timonium if you want. If you're up here in the area, your kid could have done that because you live right in the area. So, okay. So, World Cup. What had happened was in 02, it was
It bit
transcendent.
you.
It was
It bit you.
transcendent. And I wanted to go, but I wouldn't have been over there for the 16 anyway. I would have been over there picking the games in the early
Yeah, in the
sights
beginning, sure.
and would have, I would have seen South Korea and Japan 15 years before I saw it, right? But Scotty P couldn't go. Don't want to throw him under the bus, but even though he went to see the Netherlands last week, and he saw Japan without having to go to Japan, even though it's better to go to Japan, he knows that too. But in 02, we threw these parties at the Kiss Cafe because he didn't have a liquor license, and it was three. The game started at like 3:20 in the morning,
Sure,
so we
sure.
couldn't put it anywhere.
Right.
And but this guy had a cafe, Victor. Anybody knew Victor in the Kiss Cafe? We're going back 24 years ago.
Absolutely.
So that we got newspaper coverage, television coverage. I think Jamie Costello came down at 7 in the morning at the Hubcap. If I ask him, I think Garceau might have been there. But either way, we threw the only parties. Okay. So in 06, I was obsessed with going to Germany. I was obsessed
Right.
with going. We stayed in Amsterdam because it was cheaper. We had a car. We could drive in and out. It was love. We went with our friends Ken and Meg. We had a little flat in Amsterdam right on the single. It
Sure.
was great. So what happened was Budweiser was my sponsor, long time. They've been my sponsor for 12 years at that point.
Right.
John Dow got me tickets through Anheuser-Busch. I got like a form and a catalog. And of course, you couldn't get the US ticket for the Italy game. US played Italy in Kaiserslautern in the knockout game, okay?
Yep.
For like big, like this upcoming game. And it was in the south of Germany, really close to the Italian border, like 3 hours from the Italian border
Right.
near Austria, right? And I couldn't get a ticket for Kaiserslautern, and it was going to add more expense to the whole
Sure.
expedition at that time. And Jen and I, We had gone to Brazil and to Argentina for the Rolling Stones in March and April, and I had had a really bad knee, and my knee needed to be cut on. I had knee surgery on June 18th, 2006, 20th anniversary of my knee surgery, and I spent those 2 weeks in Europe hobbling. I had a
No.
flap on my knee that was loose, chondromalacia, with Michael McCrary had, and I felt like I got stabbed every 5 feet walking through Dortmund and Gelsenkirchen. I needed the special medicines that they had over there in Amsterdam, and especially the beer in Germany as well. So, but nonetheless, I was over there for that fortnight or whatever, and we went to games, and I had, honest to God, Leonard, I had the brochure out. And we were with Ken and Meg at my condo downtown in 2006, or like January. We had all our flights. We were going to go to Amsterdam and then figure it out, right? Get a car, figure it out. Berlin is a long way from Amsterdam. Munich is a long, I mean, and I had no interest in Germany at that time, right? I just didn't, you know, I mean, I just didn't, you know, like to spend time in Germany. It was way expensive to get rooms and like all of that. But we had a flat for like 10 days in Amsterdam, and between the two of us, we could afford it. It was fine. It wasn't overpriced. It was like regular pricing. We got an apartment, you know what I mean? It was normal. We didn't get scalped, nothing like that, right? We went over on Icelandair, saved money, the whole deal. So, could have bought tickets for any of the games. They weren't outrageous like they are now. Like, we could have seen Brazil play for $200, you know what I mean? 150 bucks, whatever.
Yeah, not
And I
today.
had the whole brochure, and because of the dates and the proximity and when we were going to be there, and Ken and Meg went back early and we stayed like another week. Jen and I just stayed alone. We had the flat. We just stayed. And they went their way. We went ours. They went and did things we didn't do. We went the, but Jen and I did our anniversary in Jamaica. I'll never forget this. We went over in February to Jamaica for a week. And tickets went on sale. You'll really appreciate this because it involves Sting, Billy Joel, Bonnie Raitt, James Taylor, Will Ferrell. They did a Rainforest Cafe, Rainforest show in New York the only time I've ever been to the what's it called? The Carnegie Hall. I've only been to Carnegie Hall once. And we scored tickets on the Ticketmaster drop at 10:01 on a line in Jamaica in an office of a manager where we had no business getting these tickets for $65 that we got in the last row of a charity event to see Sting and Billy Joe. So we took the mega bus up to New York to go to that show in, I want to say it was late April, maybe early May. We had a one-nighter in New York. We're young, sexy, full, you know, 2006. We're heading to Europe to see the World Cup. My knee's a mess. And we're doing all of this fun stuff in the beginning of our marriage. And we went to see Billy Joel. We left. We walked out. We had dinner. And it was a New York restaurant, like a New York restaurant is, where the tables are real close together. And we had an 11:30 dinner that you could only have in Manhattan on a spring night, or you could only have on 51st and 7th Avenue. And another couple ordered this giant dessert. And we flirted with the couple, saying, we'll help you eat that if you can't eat it all. And we started talking to them late at night. We're the only ones in the restaurant. It's 1 in the morning. They're trying to throw us out. We're eating dessert in this Italian restaurant. And we start talking to this couple, and the guy turns out to be an executive vice president of Philips International, Philips, the television people. And he said, I'm going to the World Cup next month. We said, we're going to the World Cup next month. But we couldn't get tickets to see the U.S. play Italy in
Oh my God.
Kaiserslautern. And Leonard, he said to me, I have tickets. How many
Oh
do
my
you
God.
need?
There you
And
go.
I said, well, they're $2,000 on the black market to see the U.S. play Italy. And he said, they're free. All you have to do is show up. I will give you two
Oh
tickets,
my God.
center pitch in Kaiserslautern
How great
to
is
see
that?
the. And I said, but our flight's back. Jen and I are like, we're going to fix the flight.
Right, let's
Yes,
figure it out.
yes.
Let's
Over
figure it out.
desserts. At 1:30 in the
That's
morning, I met
incredible.
Paul
How great
Simonetti.
is
You can look
that?
him up. His daughter, I believe, went to Towson. I've known him my whole life. He's still on my LinkedIn. He no longer works at Phillips, but he was a part of taking, you'll appreciate this, the Phillips Charity Initiative in the 06 World Cup. He took firefighters from all over the world to honor 9/11. He took
Right.
firefighters from Lower Manhattan to play soccer. I have pictures of he and I outside of Gelsenkirchen and Kaiserslautern with the U.S. national team. So if you indulge me for a moment here, Leonard, I will pull up my Facebook. I did a little search here. Can you see this? I want to make
Yeah,
sure you're
sure.
seeing what I'm seeing here. This is my World Cup history. That's me in Philly with a fake World Cup. This is me in Dortmund. These are Irish guys. Their team didn't make the World Cup, I don't think. They came over anyway, but there's me in the Sweden
Incredible.
jersey, right? There's Jen and I in Kaiser Gelsenkirchen in 06.
Unbelievable.
This is us in Kaiserslautern at the Italy game, by the way.
Wow.
Hitler gave speeches in this. This is sort of the Lambeau Field of Germany. It
This is
was built like
crazy.
1910.
Crazy.
This is me in Philadelphia at the Turkey friendly, wearing my that's a 1998 jersey, by the way, for people dating it. There's me and Tab Ramos in the studio with a early Ravens flying B. This is 1997. I'm sure that's a 97 Orioles schedule on the wall there. LG, and I'm wearing a Ravens Roost 31, and that's Tab Ramos from the 98 World Cup team. There's Jen and I in Gelsenkirchen the day we got our ass kicked by the Czech Republic. So I went through the World Cup roller
That's
here,
great.
Leonard, and I just started to see every time. This is Ken, Agent Orange, and Hockey Meg at the World Cup in 06 with us that's in Gelsenkirchen. That was the dome that we were in that we got our ass kicked that day. So I have a little
Unreal.
bit of a history here with the World Cup in trying to get World Cup things and World Cup happenings happening.
Well,
So
then I'm convinced you got to find a way to
here's me in the empty room back in 22 when we were supposed to get the World Cup here and didn't get it. This is the empty room of the press conference of us not getting the World. So I've been on the World
Well,
Cup.
you better get there this year. You better get to something.
All I want to do is party. I don't need to go inside. I think the party outside is what I really
Well, you got
remember
to
about
get
Sweden
out west
Trinidad.
again and see the US team out there.
All right. You've inspired me, which is what you try to do anyway, right? You've inspired
There
me,
we
right?
go. There we go.
You've inspired me to save my money so I can go to the World Cup.
Or see whoever's playing in Philly.
This is where it gets political between you and I, because like the one thing that really sickens me is how mafia'd up the FIFA people are and have
Hey,
always
they
been,
are.
from Russia
They
to
are.
Qatar to what's going on
They
here.
are absolutely.
And there's a part of that's why I'm not giving it a month of my time, but I
Well, yeah, just
really.
give it a cheap day. Let's find a cheap day.
I honest to God would say to my wife, I would fly up to Providence and meet you on Monday just to walk around Gillette Stadium in this sea of German
And then you'll
awesomeness.
end up in the game. You'll end up in the game.
You think so?
I think
Right,
so.
me?
I think they give you a press pass.
No. I don't think so.
I think
Hey,
so.
I got in to, I can't think of a ticket. I've been to a lot of Super Bowls. There is no ticket tougher than an Italy World Cup game in southeast Germany or southern Germany in the Rhineland against the U.S. that day. We walked into that stadium an hour and a half ahead of time. I have video of this. They were singing "Volare, oh, cantare, oh." I have video of all of this. You have inspired me to
There you
pull
go.
out. I got. You know why I don't know where it is? It's on CD drives from
Oh, there you go.
2006. I have to find my working CD drive to find all of the video of us singing with the
And then you got to
Swedish
convert it.
fans
You got to get it
outside
converted so you can
with
keep
me in the
it.
Sweden hockey jersey.
Got to keep it. Got to keep it.
Raskin is here. Man, this is back when I had money, Leonard, back in 06. Back.
There we go. There we go. Well, time to get some more.
All right,
Time to
there you
get
go.
some
Leonard
more.
Raskin is here. He's Raskin Global. You can find him out on the front of Baltimore Positive. And Have you caught World Cup fever yet, Leonard, or no? You gonna
Well,
watch the games?
I'm watching, like I said, I'm watching the US. We'll see if anybody else is worth seeing.
Still not as good
Brazil
as
scoring
hockey, is
lots of
it?
goals. I like it. No, it's not
It's not as
hockey.
good. I am Nestor.
Kachuk
We are.
brothers, the Kachuk brothers in Florida. How about that?
I saw Rick Tocchet behind a bench last week, and I just can't get over 40 years later, what happened to
Yeah,
his
it's
hair.
crazy. Crazy.
I am Nestor. He is Leonard. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Orioles are up late. We're at Greenmount Station on Wednesday. Luke is out doing what Luke does, and Sammy Hagar's in town, which means I might not be sober this weekend. Mas Tequila, 5150.